And in Naples, the nice thing about being a radio operator, when you're in port, you don't have duties. So every day I'd be on the gangway, heading up to town. Mm-hmm. And in Naples, I went with one of the army people to the opera, which was in a ruined opera house that hadn't been yet reconstructed. I went to visit Vesuvius, climbed up to the rim of Vesuvius, looked into the crater, got caught in the rain. Well, and just, it was very exciting going to Pompeii and to other ruins around there,
right,
in Naples, around Naples. It was very, very exciting to be there.
Yeah.
One of our cargoes, our number one hold that we brought from Newport News to Naples was whiskey. We had a number one hold was full of whiskey. When we arrived in Naples, the MPs swarmed on board, and they supervised the whole unloading of that into trucks.
Yeah.
And then the trucks and the MPs went away, sailed up to, we heard they were heading up to northern Italy. And later we heard that it had been hijacked somewhere, the convoy. But I don't know whether that's true or not.
Precious.
But we were right near. There was a huge replacement depot. It was called the Repeldeppel. And it was in Caserta, an old mansion just north of Naples. Mm-hmm. It was a sumptuous site. And it was where troops were sent when they were getting ready to embark on ships heading back to the U.S. And that's where we got our troops from when we headed back. And this time we headed back to Norfolk.
Mm-hmm.
And again, through the Straits of Gibraltar. And the, so that was my adventure on the Griffin.